Today on the Bill Kelly Show on AM 900 CHML.
It's Friday. It's 11:35, and that means Tech Talk. Brought to you by our good friends at Hamilton Limousine. Adam Oldfield, the president and CEO of FPM and FPM3 Marketing, is here. How are you doing today?
You know what? I'm doing very well.
How was your week?
It was very busy. You know, lots of things happening right now and all over. I mean, as you, I don't need to tell you.
Well, you know what? I know we're going to talk tech here.
Yeah.
But you're a very successful businessman. You have offices in the States as well.
Yeah, that's right. Yes.
So this tariff thing has got to have an impact on you. I don't know how it's directing your business necessarily, you got to be concerned about what's going
very,
on.
Very, very concerned. And I mean, you know, it's funny as a business owner and as I sort of communicate regularly to people in business on a regular cycle, it's my business is we do quite a bit between in the Canadian market that does business in the U.S. and I won't lie, there's a lot of uncertainty right now in the industry, particularly with regards to, you know, these tariffs that are coming out, the tariffs that now exist, and it's actually quite disturbing. And I don't want to get too much into the political side of it, but it is kind of making me go, okay, I'm glad that the three federal leaders are actually getting behind this and going, you know what, we gotta stand by this and stick to it because it needs to change. It really does, and it's getting a little ridiculous, and I'm quite concerned for those of us businesses, operations, even employees, how the impact's going to roll out.
Yeah, I want to not get too deeply into this, but you and I were talking about this off air, and I've mentioned this a number of times since this whole thing happened with the tariffs. We have an integrated economy between Canada and the U.S. Yeah, they're the big dog. We get that.
Yeah.
But so many things are interrelated, and he doesn't seem to get it.
No.
That when he says, I'm going to punish you, he's actually going to punish a lot of his people, too.
It's on both sides. And I think even on their end, they're like, wait a minute, hold on. You know, it's kind of like it's like a family feud right now. And it's like the family, the second removed cousin or uncle is basically on a tirade at a wedding right now. And we're not going to spend Thanksgiving or Christmas together. And we got some serious issues until we sort out who's bringing dinner at the next holiday event. And we're literally so integrated on so many levels. I mean, from an internet level, I mean, every time they come up with a policy, privacy policy, or whenever we come up with an internet element and we talk about data rate plans and all of it, it is like we're almost like Quebec is almost the separate to Canada is the U.S. in my opinion. And from an economic standpoint, it's so it's going to be interesting. Every week when we do a tech talk, I'll probably either look a little happier or a little sadder every time we do this. So yeah, it's only time will tell what's going to take place.
Well, the reason I asked is simply because you're a business person, and a lot of the people that don't run businesses and don't understand those relations between Canada and the U.S. Need to hear that sort of thing because it puts it in perspective. Anyway, I got to move on. Let's talk to a friendly nation like about China, okay? Because they're very nice people. Notwithstanding the fact that they just imposed tariffs on them too.
Yeah,
but. They come up with great innovations, and this is a really cool idea. They have come up with a fabulous way to track automobiles.
That's right,
and you know it's all for the right reasons.
It's only for the betterment of traffic.
They don't really want to know where you are and what you're saying.
You know, I like to put a lot of this, and people, I've actually been asked this afterwards. We do tech talk, and I'll get people saying, why are you talking about China so much? Like, what's that got to do with us? And the reason why I bring this up, and is exactly this point specifically, is China has set up a way that when we say, imagine what this technology could do for a bad purpose, that's why I use them as an example. And this one really made me go, wow, what if that was this technology, which probably will come and be in Canada or the U.S. for that matter. China is putting an RFID code on all the cars. It's voluntary right now. But as of July next
it's
year.
As voluntary as anything voluntary. Is in China.
You can go, you can go to the Ministry of, I'm not sure what they call it, but the Ministry of Transport in China, the Republic of Transport, and you can get your chip. They'll put it on the car. And these chips are going to be tracked by the government, not for GPS purposes, but for the simple purpose of being able to know where traffic congestion is and how the government could do better at utilizing or fixing it a little better. So as of July next year, though, 2019, every car manufactured in China will be mandatory to have an RFID. By the way, radio frequency identification is what this was referring to. It more or less sends a signal to the government telling them exactly where your car's parked, where it's been. They say it's not GPS, but they know when it's not moving, and they know when it's where it's out of the country. So this is something, by the way, I share because I wouldn't be too surprised if this comes to Canada in the very near future.
Oh,
when we
boy,
register.
Is that going
to
be a battle if they do. Can you think of the privacy arguments?
Well, and this is what I'm saying. The private, the personal privacy.
They can do that now.
They can. And a lot of private corporations, a lot of commercial vehicles have a chip that they can monitor their vehicle. But that's at the rights of the vehicle owner, not the personal giving it access to the government.
Yeah. Oh, no. But, you know, here's my iPhone right here. If they wanted to, they could find out where I have.
Yes.
And they're gonna, where I'm going to be later on today. Yep. So it already exists. We just don't want to admit that it does.
Well, or we've accepted it's tracking us and just have blindly just kind of clouded it. But you're right. But that iPhone right now, the key difference is that iPhone is being monitored by Apple. It's being tracked through the towers of Rogers or Bell or whomever you're with. And the detailed difference between this and what you're doing is the government actually is issuing you your cell phone.
I get that. And we know that the security agencies would never ask to see that information.
Never.
So we're
never.
Safe, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You can feel 100% confident that we can trust our privacy information within our government hands.
Good.
Absolutely.
I feel better about that already. You predicted this next thing some time ago. Microsoft is hooking up with Walmart.
Yeah. You know, it happened sooner than I thought, though, because we just spoke about this tech talk about maybe 2 weeks ago, I think it was, right? Amazon had the cashierless store. You'd walk in, take your basket, sign into your account, grab your items, walk out. It automatically pays. Windows has done Windows shopping, or Microsoft has done Windows shopping, and they are now bringing their software to Walmart, Target, and they mentioned that all of these retailers know Amazon is a big threat. As such, they now are bringing out their software, rolling it out in Walmart, trying to set up an easy convenience environment that people will be able to walk in, sign in with their Walmart or Target software, pick up what they'd like, immediately register. The inventory has now been purchased, and when they walk out, the payment is done. So this is coming faster, and a lot of the details of this is the fact that, you know, with speaking what we just talked about earlier, if tariffs come into effect like they're talking this morning, where China could be getting billions of dollars of made in China tariffs, this is something that Windows is probably and Amazon are going to need to really do, because the cost of running Walmart will no longer be the cheapest option to buy products, and they're going to need to find more efficient ways to cost save.
Boy, what impact that's going to have on the U.S. economy. Listen, seriously, though, about security. You talked about the gray key a little while ago, and this is something that authorities can use to access information. There's an update on that.
Well, yeah, gray key came out, and that was that whole debacle we heard about where the authorities wanted access to an iPhone. Gray key was a product that was made that you plug in your iPhone to it, and it would easily unencrypt the phone. It was about $15,000, and we were talking about, well, how many phones would they need to decrypt or unencrypt for $15,000? Well, Apple's new OS, they made the announcement, just came out. It's going to make it even more difficult, and they've put a more higher security, and good on Apple, and I know you have one. The new upgrade you're going to be seeing is going to more or less make that product obsolete, but how long before they come up with a new update of a gray key, that's the box that decrypts a lot of the iPhones.
You know, they've already started working on it.
Well, they need the software to be able to do it. So it hasn't rolled out yet. But once it does, I can tell you, you can feel safe a little longer with an iPhone.
All right. There's an update about Tesla almost every week. Last week, the news was not good.
No.
About autonomous cars. What are they doing about that?
Well, right now we can see that if you own a Tesla, that there is going to be an upgrade, version 9, which I found was interesting when I was reading the upgrade. You know, when you read software updates, a lot of people don't really pay much attention to it. Mr. Oldfield does, and I enjoy it, actually, because I like to read some of the, wow, that's an interesting feature. The one feature that I read that made me go, what? Is in autopilot, there is going to be an upgrade for blind spot that's going to have an upgrade. So now the cameras will now be more capable of watching the blind spots on the Tesla. I'm just thinking, we got to version 9 and nobody talked about the blind spot in a car. I mean, that's been around since I took my driver's lessons.
Yeah, but they have the same feature that I know Lexus does, and I guess a couple of others do, where they beep at you if you're coming too close to something.
Yeah, they beep at
you. My wife's
car
has that.
But this is something I thought was already in this, this upgrade that's coming out for Tesla's version 9 is going to really keep an eye on the blind spot, which apparently was a weakness. It was a software weakness. where it wasn't monitoring that little spot between the passenger door or the rear door and the front door, that it's all of probably less than a few centimeters.
So it's really an advancement of this. I mean, because the beep thing means, hey, stupid,
there's
you're getting
there.
Too close.
Yeah, move. Yeah,
This one might make sure that you're going to look at it and not encroach in the first place.
Well, this upgrade particularly was being used in regards to the autonomous driving side.
Yeah.
So what was happening was the car wasn't realizing while in lane that while you're autonomously driving, and you should be paying attention, remember, that there was a car in the blind spot, and the car would randomly, if needed, if it noticed a car was up ahead, it would think the lane beside it was open, and it would try to change lanes. So this upgrade will now avoid that.
All right, Windows 10.
Windows 10, yes. If you're running Windows Machine, it is. I always love how these things don't seem to make more media announcement, but if you use Cortana, and if some of you are going, Cortana sounds like a lovely drink on the patio, Cortana is the voice system that Windows comes with, very similar to Alexa. It's actually like Siri. It's actually above Siri, in case you wanted to know. It is the voice management system of Windows, has a serious security flaw, and in that flaw, it allows hackers to easily use a voice recognition, very similar to how you mention OK Google or Hi Bixby or whatever your versions are. This actually will allow your computer to be taken over. But interesting enough, Cortana actually keeps a record of your information as you're going through. So if you go visit your banking online and you're using Cortana to, you know, open a window, visit a bank, it keeps this information. And this little security hack will give people access to your banking statements, potentially credit cards. And if you see that Windows, because you can turn off the manual, the auto updates to make a manual, you want this latest update. Please make sure you update your Windows 10.
Drinking and driving is the bane of our existence, and it's still a big problem in our society. We hear stories, sadly, about this all the time. And there are some people that still insist, well, you know, I can still have a couple and I'm going to be sober. Well, apparently, there's going to be an app on the phone to do this?
You know what? There's two apps. There is this one particularly is more of a separate device. It's about the size of a small little USB key, and the other one is an app, an actual app. The app itself that was actually that is available today is a breathalyzer app, but the way it works is actually, I hate to diss an app, but it's really kind of ridiculous. You have to enter how many drinks you had, the type of drink, and then what it does is it knows you've entered your body mass, your weight, and it will say, well, based on your body mass and weight, and you drank a Glenlivet 12-year, you're hammered. So it's like, well...
And by the way, if you can't remember what you've drank,
you're already there.
You don't even have to hit the
app. And I'm probably going to hit... Like, if I've had a couple scotches, I'm probably going to have some troubles hitting the right... What did I drink again? So that's got a flaw. This one is actually, I believe, the best. It's called Backtrack Mobile Smartphone Breathalyzer. It retails for about $79. And what it does is it looks and runs exactly like the authorities use. The EMS use it, the police use it. It uses a cell measuring that analyzes your breath alcohol level. And think of it as like a little clip, and you take this clip and you blow into it, and it will say blow harder. As you're blowing into this device, it registers your alcohol level and will advise you specifically how much you actually are over the legal limit. My whole take on this is save the $79. Don't try to download the app. If you had a drink, don't drive. Just take Hamilton Limo. That's the only thing I could tell you. Save the money. You'll be able to get home safe. It's not even worth it.
That's the best advice you could get on this program. And we'll talk about that later on. But that makes all kinds of sense. I mean, that's cool, I guess, to a point. But I mean, at the same time, don't do it in the first place.
Yeah, just don't do it. If you need to carry one of these around, I think where this could be very handy is that if it was a bar or a restaurant and they had a situation where we talk about the smart serve situations. That's where I thought this might be very handy, is that they don't have to buy the heavy expensive equipment that they would normally need. They could buy this device for about $80. If they're finding someone's like, hey, get me another drink, and it's like, before you drive, sir, you may want to do a little breath test. It'd be better if we did it than a police officer.
Yeah.
So in the case, that's probably great technology.
All right. Listen, we in our lives now live with Siri and Alexa. I mean, we talk to them probably more than our spouses sometimes. Now, they multitasking?
Multitasking. You know, this one I thought was interesting because it's hard to believe when you think about it. Well, you know, you tell Google or Siri or Alexa, you give it one command. You ask it, what's the weather? You then would say, turn on the lights. And you wait and you have to keep saying the next thing. So it's the, hey, Alexa, turn on lights. Hey, Alexa, turn on music. Well, now Google and Alexa, for that matter, have multiple commands that are coming out with a new upgrade. So now what you'll be able to do is say, turn on the TV, change the channel to 900 CHML, and turn up the volume. And you could do that all with one directive message. And these new artificial intelligence are now going to streamline and make it more efficient.
I got a couple of minutes left, and I got a ton of stuff here we want to talk about, but I got to ask you about this United Emirates Airlines. Now, I've seen the commercials for this is the best airline in the world.
Yes.
I don't know what their safety record is like, but I mean, this is a flying hotel. I mean, they've got spas, they've got private rooms, they've got everything.
Yeah.
Now, they've come up with something that's quite innovative.
Well, this is actually, they came out with this for the purpose of being more efficient. You know, when planes, it's hard to believe that windows on planes, which are, you know, double glass and you fly so high, you see the moisture in the window and everything else, that's actually a deterrent. It's not actually efficient, fuel efficient and travel efficient. So the United Emirates have actually got a plane with no windows. Zero windows, so it's almost like a FedEx or Purolator plane. They just look like it's a big solid tube. However, for the flying experience, as you indicated, it's first class all the way. Inside the plane, it looks like there's windows on the inside of the plane. And they've got 4K resolution, 4K meaning it's as crisp and as clear as day, and you can now look through any window you want, and it gives you
a virtual window.
You will get a virtual experience of looking out a window while you're flying.
What do you see?
Everything you would see if you normally had a window. The only difference is you're staring into a television screen while you're flying.
This is bizarre. And I understand that. I mean, I don't understand all the dynamics about flying,
sure,
but it's our aerodynamics and wind resistance and things like this. And they feel that this is going to be more efficient. They'll be able to fly faster, save fuel costs.
They know they will fly faster and be able to save fuel costs. They will actually be able to fly higher. So the height of the flight will actually be able to go higher because the windows, again, it's pressure, right? I don't know enough about atmosphere, but the higher you go allows for the pressure of the cabin to be able to, and you got the windows gone, you can now fly higher and be able to get to where you need to be quicker. The thing about this is what's neat is you can actually change screen resolutions and you can obviously see the window beside you as if you're sitting beside the plane, but you can even change the resolution on the screen in front of you and it actually will give you the pilot view. There's going to be cameras in the front of the plane, and if we've always wondered what's it like through the cockpit, I know I have, this will actually let you see a bird's eye view from the nose of the plane, a 4K resolution as if we're sitting in the cockpit looking out. I actually would think that would be more of the experience in itself, just to be able to know, hey, here's where we're flying, and you know, when the pilot says we're flying over top of Manitoba, we're heading in 25,000 feet, you could flip a switch and literally look around the plane as if you're looking outside at that in 4K resolution. So it's going to give that full experience like never before.
Incredible stuff. We do this every Friday, Tech Talk with Adam Oldfield from FPM and FPM3 Marketing, brought to you by our good friends at Hamilton Limousine. Hey, Marcus and the gang, they're busy this time of year, but call them. They'll fit you in with whatever you need. We'll see you again next week.
Thanks, Bill.
Want to hear more? Download the podcast on iTunes or Google Play. And listen to The Bill Kelly Show weekdays from 9 to noon on AM 900 CHML.